Good morning. This is listener-supported 88.3 WLIW-FM local news. I'm Michael Mackey. New York State's pursuit of offshore wind energy hit a milestone last week. The first cable to carry electricity from a wind farm in the Atlantic Ocean snaked beneath a beach on Long Island from the deck of a hulking ship. Here's what Patrick McGeehan of the New York Times saw and heard reporting from Wainscot, New York. Mr. McGeehan says, "I went to Wainscot, an exclusive beach community in the Hamptons that is just 4 miles from an electrical substation designed to receive the power. But wealthy homeowners have objected to the project's disruption of their tranquil hamlet. From a wind farm known as South Fork, power produced by 12 turbines is scheduled to flow to homes and businesses on the East End this year. But first, a 56-mile, 138-kilovolt cable must be laid on the sea floor," said Jennifer Garvey, an executive with Ørsted, the project's developer. "One segment of that cable was coiled on a Dutch ship anchored off the end of Beach Lane in Wainscot." Mr. McGeehan says, "I watched as a powerful winch pulled it ashore through a pipe 80 feet below the sand. There it would be spliced to a cable already buried beneath East Hampton." Wendy Keyes, who was strolling on the beach with her labradoodle, Buster, lives nearby. She told Mr. McGeehan, "She initially resisted having a high-voltage cable lying underfoot, but, quote, I've come around to thinking we should do what we have to do to save our sweet little planet," said Wendy Keyes to New York Times reporter Patrick McGeehan this week right here in Wainscot. Repaving North Sea Road in Southampton and improving drainage at Alewife Creek are great ideas. Adding sidewalks and a new traffic light at the intersection of North Sea Road and North Sea Mecox Road? Not so much. An opinion voiced by community members who weighed in during this week's informational Zoom teleconference about proposed improvements to North Sea Road, hosted by Suffolk County Department of Public Works. Local residents expressed adamant objections to aspects of the plan while embracing others. Kitty Merrill reports on 27East.com that Suffolk County plans to embark on a $16.5 million effort to resurface North Sea Road, also known as County Road 38. The project includes crafting continuous shoulders, sidewalks, and curbing running from County Road 39 to Millstone Brook Road, where county jurisdiction ends, plus drainage improvements, traffic signal improvements, and rumble strips. The notion of sidewalks along both sides of the road elicited the most commentary, and most of it in opposition, from the nearly 70 people who joined Tuesday's teleconference. In 2012, the Suffolk County Legislature passed legislation establishing a complete streets policy. It requires the Department of Public Works to consider all modes of travel, driving, biking, and walking, in its project designs. Chief Engineer Bill Hillman, who facilitated the meeting, promised the county would work with town officials and area businesses when it's time to get into the gritty details of the final design. This is listener-supported 88.3 WLIW-FM, the public radio voice of our East End community, the only NPR station on Long Island. We engage with you from a local perspective. We live, work, play, and ride our way around and through the East End, shoulder to shoulder, right here with you, using the broadcast equipment at our disposal, resources made possible by your significant financial support. We seek to keep our neighbors, you and me, informed and entertained with a uniquely effective blend of public radio programming. As we near the conclusion of our spring 2023 campaign, we invite you to join us and become a contributing member, because our WLIW Board of Trustees now is offering a $50,000 Chairman's Triple Challenge Match, meaning your donation will be matched, then matched again, up to a total of $50,000. Tripled. So whatever you can afford to give, please give now and know it will go thrice as far. You may donate online at wliwfm.org. That's wliwfm.org to donate online. Or call 800-262-0717, 800-262-0717, and your contribution will be tripled. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.